The Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin represents thousands of fire personnel in all the state's largest cities except Milwaukee. Union President Rick Gale says a proposed property tax freeze and a so-called taxpayer bill of rights plan, both supported by Mark Green, would have caused the elimination of 600 firefighting jobs around the state, as well as hundreds more police jobs. Gale says the thought is scary.
I mean, people are talking now about some problems, particularly larger cities have. And the idea that you could solve those problems by cutting back on police and fire service, in our view, is ridiculous.
Gale says the firefighters union hasn't always agreed with Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. But Gale says Doyle has been a stand-up guy on state shared revenue payments to local governments.
He has protected it. He has fought for it. And more importantly, he's stated where he stands. He's been outspoken. He will not cut shared revenue.
Gale says the public is concerned about property taxes that are levied to raise funds for local services. But he says in some communities, property taxes are not rising quickly. Mark Green's campaign spokesman declined to be interviewed for this story. But in a written statement, Green says a top priority has always been supporting the efforts of law enforcement and first responders. Green says he's proud to earn the endorsements of the Milwaukee Police Association and the Wisconsin Troopers Association. And he says he believes that we need to hold the line on taxes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.